A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Tzadi Vav, Shabbos 96A, pagination page 191. Starting from the second half of the page with the new Mishnah. Hazorek mirshus hayochad lirshus harabit. If a person throws something from the private area, a fenced-in area, to the public area, or mirshus harabim from the public area, lirshus hayochid, to the private area, chayiv, that would be a classic Shabbos violation of biblical level, because that is what we call hotza'ah v'hachnasa, taking something out, taking something in on Shabbos. It's one of the 39 categories. However, Mirshus hayochid l'rishus hayochid rishus harabim bo'emtza, if you're going from a private domain to another private domain, and l'rishus harabim is in between. So if you were going from private to private without a rishus harabim in between, then there's nothing to discuss. There's no biblical violation because you're going from private to private. And the only thing you have to deal with is that the Rabbanon made a ruling that you have to make what's called an Erev Chatzeros to unite the two private areas as one. They each contribute some food, we store it in the same location for Shabbos, and they are united. That's if it's going from private to private. But if it's going from private to private with a Rishus HaRabim in between, so the discussion is it as if it landed in the public area and then continued, in which case there was a transfer done involving a change of domain type, or it went over, nothing happened. So Rabbi Akiva Machayev, Rabbi Akiva holds Kluta Kemisha Huncha is as if it landed, V'chachamim Potrim, and the Chachamim say it is not the violation of transfer. The Mishnah continues explaining the view of the Chachamim, because there is a case where going from private to private through a Rishus HaRabim will be a violation, even according to the Chachamim. Picture the case before we read it in the Mishnah. In the time of the Mishkan, they had wagons lined up, and they would sometimes transfer a beam from one wagon to the wagon in front of it, but they would not transfer to the wagon to the side of it. So if you're transferring across the width of Rishus HaRabim, we don't have a source to claim that's a violation. But if you're transferring according to the length of Rishus HaRabim, the way the wagons are lined up, then we have a source that that's a violation. Even though it didn't quite land in Rishus HaRabim, and we just said the Chachamim don't hold that it landed, but that activity itself of going from one wagon, which is a Rishus HaYachid, it's Tfachim High, and it's a unit of its own, you're transferring from it to the one in front of it, that's considered parallel to the violation of the Mishkan. Ketzad, let's explain this. Shtei Gizus Tiraos, if you have two porches, Zu keneged zu b'rishus harabim, one across the other, the width of the rishus harabim is in between, what we call across the street. Hamoshe v'azorek mizu l'zu potter, that would not be a Shabbos violation, again, because they don't transfer side by side. Hayushteim b'diyuta achas, but if they're lined up, so the porches are protruding from the same side of the street, Hamoshet chayev v'azorek potter. If you hand it over, that would be a Shabbos violation because that's how they transferred these beams. But we still, the Chachamim say, do not have a source to say that if you threw, you would be in violation because no one ever threw these beams. So it's only to the extent that we have a source to say that it parallels the activity in the Mishkan. Shekachos avodas halaviyim, because this is the way the Leviim operated. Shtei agolos zuachar zu b'rishus harabim. You have two wagons, one after the other, in the public area. Moshitim Akroshim, they would pass the beams that made the Mishkan, Mizu Luzu, from one to the other. Avalo Zorkim, but they would never throw such things. And that would be the comparison for practical case of porches. Turning the page to the top of the Amud, Michti, let us see, let us analyze this. Zurika, throwing something, toldo dahotza'ahi, it is a derivative of transfer with your hands. Throwing, it's a derivative of carrying it. Hotza'ah gufa'i chiksiva, where was the original concept of transfer recorded? And Tosfos points out that there's a general caution when it comes to transfer, because it's called a malacha gerua. It's not quite the kind of creative activity that you encounter by the other categories. A discussion of why it's considered a malacha gerua, but one way to understand it is, I didn't do anything to the object. I just moved it from here to here. It's not like I lit a fire and now I have fire. I just moved it from here to here. What did I do? Rav Shamshon Ferl Hirsch writes, that's the significance of commerce, though. To be able to transfer something from your domain to my domain, that's major. That's all of commerce. But it needs a source. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan says, the Omer Kra, because the Pasuk, when it describes the donations, that the people transferred their resources, you had gold, you were transferring it to the area of collection by Moshe Rabbeinu, where they were collecting for the Mishkan. Vayitzav Moshe gave a command, Vayaviru kol b'machane, and Moshe gave the declaration that they should stop bringing. Moshe heichan hava Yosef, where was Moshe b'machane Leviya, in the camp of the Leviim, which was a public area because everybody kept coming to Moshe, they're always coming and going, it's a major address. Umachan Leviya Rishas Harab Mavoyi was considered a public area. Ukaomaluhuli Yisrael, and Moshe is telling the people, Losafiku Vitesu Mishus Hayachid Didhu Lushus Harabim, don't carry from your private area, your tent, it's a fenced in area, to the public area where I am, to continue making your donations. And because this declaration was made to stop making the donations, there's a downside to making the donations because it's Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Umimayde v'Shabbos koi, how do you know that this word vaya'aviru, that they sounded a declaration, they made a proclamation to stop bringing, how do you know that it's said regarding Shabbos? Dilma b'chol koi, maybe it's during the week, they were done. If you bring more and more and more and more and more, what are we going to do with it? So they made a declaration to stop. They already had enough. And the Gemara answers that there's a fascinating gzeira shove, a comparison of the word ha'avara, which is a unusual word. Gomar ha'avara ha'avara miyom ha'kippurim. The ha'avara is used by Yom Kippur as well. Ksiv hacha, it says over here, vayaviru kol b'machane, you should send out this proclamation in the camp. Ksiv hacha, and it says, b'yom kippur, v'avarta shofar terua, you should make the sound of the shofar go out. Ma'la halon b'yom asur, just like over there, it's referring to Yom Kippur, it's a day forbidden in labor, in malacha. Afkan b'yom asur, so over here also, it's talking about a day that's forbidden. That when he used the word v'ha'avarta, it wasn't simply because they had enough. It's related to the same type of v'ha'avarta. It had to do with the fact that it was a day of holiness. And that's what this v'ha'avarta tells us as a gzeira shava. Finally, squeezing in one more little piece, Ashkechon hotzah achnasa minolon. So we know taking out from your private area, how do we know that bringing in is also a violation? If you found something in the public area, you wanted to bring it in. It's also transfer of domains, the way we understand it. But what's the source? And the Gemara says, Sivarahi, it's logical. Michti, Mishus l'Rishushu. The concept is you're transferring from one domain to the next. Mali afuki, mali ayule. What's the difference if you're bringing in, you're bringing out? It makes no difference. Miu, but hotza av, taking out is going to be the av, the original. And Achnosa told them when you categorize things, the bringing in is going to be a derivative. Okay, Yeshkoach, have a great day.